Blog Talk Radio.
Countdown, so we want to say good morning! Good morning! Good morning, Sarah D. Robinson. And I'm so excited because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Woo!
Gloria a Dios! Yes! Are touched by the finger of God.
Yes.
Woo! So we want to just give everybody a high five. Y'all high five.
High five.
Okay, boom. Yes, it's all about the hands.
Yes.
It's so amazing.
Yes.
We want to send our shout out to Daryl this morning for giving us this amazing place to be able to represent the hand of God this morning. I thank God for him because he is like so in tune with the Holy Spirit when it comes to the mornings at the mansion show. And I'm so excited about it. So, Laura.
Buenos dias. This is Frankie.
Frankie.
Who works at Empress of China. Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estás, mi familia? Esta mañana vamos a estar estudiando la mano de Dios. Mira la blusa, la mano de Dios. Todo es posible con Dios. Porque la palabra de Dios es lumbre. Muchas gracias por escuchar todas las familias. Les damos muchos besos. Yo los amo mucho y gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah. So we really definitely want to say good morning to Frankie Martinez.
Uh-huh.
We're so excited. They tuned in last week and we thank God for you.
Sí. Tenemos gracias. Dice que gracias por escuchar la estación.
Yes. So, yes. Boy, so we salute you, Frankie.
Saludamos.
We salute you, Rick. We salute you, Barry. Yes. So listen, we're so excited. So we just kind of like waiting to kind of see everybody to come on in, and we just hear what God is saying this morning about the hand of God.
Yes.
Y'all know we have some great teaching.
Yes.
We want to just open up our spirit, man, so we can really hear his heart about who we are for him.
That's
right?
That's
I'm so excited about it. So Laura is so on point. The Lord is transitioning her in a new dimension, and we're going to kind of flow because we want to send our shout out to Joshua.
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yes.
For motivating us in a whole new dimension.
Yeah, he's an evangelist.
Yes. And we thank God for you, mighty man of God, because for blowing that new wind on us today. So we don't know if you're listening this morning, but I know you can go back and probably prepare the sermon.
Yes.
We know how that is, but we just thank God for each and every one of you tuning in and hearing what God has to say to us.
Yes.
So we're going to have not a dual show. Well, we're not having a dual show. Mm-hmm. You know, because we're live on our blog. So we want to say good morning to our Blog Talk listeners.
Yes.
Good morning. And also want to emphasize that you guys call in on the prize line.
Yes.
If you guys want your prizes, and we're not even saying the fifth caller, just be a caller. And when we say good morning, hello, you get your stuff.
Yes.
So we got t-shirts, bags, CDs, cups, glasses.
Yes.
We got
bags.
But most of all, we have the Word of God,
which
is His love letters, which is fire. Woo! That's what we have. So we just want to bring that to you today. Good morning, Auntie Michelle and my Facebook family.
We love you.
So we're so excited. So we're gonna get down to it. Get down. Yeah. We're going to get out this morning, Laura. Thus says the Lord. So we have an amazing topic today. Good morning to Mr. Charles Modine. He is in the house.
The king is in the house.
King Charles. Good morning coffee and all this good donuts. So listen, what are y'all decided to come and be part of our studio audience? First of all, the Word of God is really here.
Yes.
The atmosphere is conducive and contagious. Also, you get some donuts, some collages, some coffee.
Yes.
I mean, it's all about the fellowship.
Yes.
So everything we do, we want to make sure that we are feeding the natural and the supernatural. Yes. So good morning, Jamie. We are so excited that God is doing great things.
Yes, He is.
In our lives, right, Laura?
He is. And I love it because we're students every day. We're learning every day. So when we give you the scriptures, you know, write them down, and then you go study them for yourself.
Yeah.
Let God speak to you because it's new revelation every time, right?
Yes.
New revelation.
New. Brand new.
Brand new.
Which is new motivation. All of that.
Yes.
Woo! So we want to make sure that we give you our call-in number once again. Sarah D., I have not forgotten your shirt. I did kind of forget it, but I did forget it. You know what I'm saying? But it's still yours. So this is very sure right here. I'm coming back, y'all. I'm back. This is Fairy's shirt here, but Fairy, I kind of feel like I need to get you a shirt just for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to exchange this one and get one just for you. And then we'll our next caller, well, we have some more stuff down here. But anyway, good morning, everybody, and we're going to go to the Word of God. And Laura, you want to kind of pray us in this morning?
Yes.
Briefly?
Yes. Father, we just thank you this morning. Father, te damos gracias esta mañana. Father, I just pray that you continue to lead us and guide us. Te pedimos que nos sigas dirigiendo nuestro camino en tu palabra. And Father, I thank you that you touch and prepare of every heart that's watching right now, Father, that's in unity and one accord with us, with you, Holy Spirit. Cada persona que está escuchando, que está con nosotros en unidad en el Espíritu Santo, te pido que toque a cada una persona, Father. And I thank you, God, that when you speak through us, that they will know that there is hope.
Yes.
That they will know that there's restoration, salvation, Father. Whatever it is that they're in need, Father, that they will just seek you and everything else will follow. So te damos gracias por todo lo que estamos haciendo ahorita y cada persona que está pasando algo, le pido que toque a cada uno de sus corazones porque usted es el Padre de Esperanza. En el nombre de Jesucristo, in the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Yes. So we just ask, especially that you guys will be patient with us in the transition because we have to pull everybody in. This is what the Lord is telling us.
Yeah,
we have to be obedient, and we have to do it this way. So just pray for us as well as we do this, and the Lord will give us a rhythm like you do, and we will continue to flow by the mighty hand of God.
Yes.
So today's topic this morning is the hand of God, which is so awesome. So this is, and what does it say? It says God has everything under control.
Amen. High five.
He has everything under control. And I think a lot of times we struggle with that because we look at what we want, when we want it, and how we want it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's a lot of times, not sometimes, that is not the best thing.
Yes.
So when God says, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I prayed about that and God didn't answer my prayer, but he really did. Okay? He answered the prayer, it just didn't manifest when you wanted it to or how you wanted it to. But God's hand is always on us.
Yes.
Always. He is the one that is in control.
That's right.
Now, this scripture, y'all know we said almost probably every week, it is his plan, Jeremiah 29:11,
yes,
to prosper you and not harm you. So a lot of times we want what we want, and that is not of God.
That's right.
You know,
that's
so
right.
We just thank God for his hand, his mighty hand being on us, and we're going to teach on that today, so it may be a two-part teaching because we have to slow down, so I want you to translate that, what we just said.
Ahorita esta mañana vamos a estar hablando de la mano de Dios, que está en su palabra, y tengan paciencia con nosotros, porque estamos haciendo cosas nuevas con el Espíritu Santo, con Dios, estamos todos aprendiendo, somos estudiantes. So, este estudio a lo mejor vamos a tener dos partes. So, gracias por escucharnos y le pido al Espíritu Santo que toque a cada uno de ustedes.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, our teaching is going to come out this morning out of, let's see, 1 Peter, I believe it's 5 and 6.
El primer verso es Pedro 1.
Yes. So.
Verso, capítulo 5, verso 6.
Good morning, my very sister, Angela Sicola Holmes. Good morning and welcome in to the Mansion Show. Good morning. Okay, Laura, let's go.
All right. 1 Peter 5, 6, Pedro 1, verso, capítulo 5, verso 6. God's love letter,
which is fire!
Woo! Palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Holy Spirit, continue to guide us and lead us. Espíritu Santo sigue dirigiendo nuestro camino. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
And it says, 1 Peter 5, 6.
Yes.
It says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty man of God, under the mighty hands of God, that we may exalt you in due time. And in Spanish, it's a humillanos bajo la poderosa mano de Dios para que el que nos exalte cuando fuere tiempo.
Hallelujah. So 1 Peter, 5 and 6. When the Lord is talking to us about his hand, we really have to listen to what he's saying. But really the way to do that is we have to, you know, kind of take us back to where he says, be still and know that I am God. So here it's telling us to humble ourselves, which means we have to have a posture in our spirit man of just surrenderance, really. Mm-hmm. To hear what God is saying to us under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time. So it goes back to what we were just saying earlier. We talk to God. We really petition him with our concerns and our lives and our family, but we come in another way instead of being more humble. And it's okay to pray and expect, because once you pray about it, then you expect. Because a lot of times, y'all know we so wrathful, we get caught up. So we have already prayed, so by the time we get to y'all, we expect.
We expect it.
So we got to back that thing up a little bit, because it was brought to our attention. And we have to, because everybody is not like at the same place.
Yes.
We're all in different places.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yes.
But when we go to that place, we have to really know about our posture, because God is the God of the heart.
Yes.
So he wants to. When we come to him, we have to have that place of humility and knowing. And that's how Christ was.
Yes.
So we have to humble ourselves.
Yes.
And once we do that under his hand, his authority, we know that whatever he has for us, it will come in due season, not tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay? Because we want it in due season and tomorrow, then that's what it is.
Yeah, it is.
But we have to be mindful of that. So open your mind and your heart and be receptive to this teaching. And a lot of times we bring it a different way, and we just bring it the way God gives it to us. I know a lot of people are into the traditional teachings and all that, but, you know, and it's okay to be to have it that way, but we really are coming the way the Lord is sending us to come today. So we just pray that you guys can exalt yourself and humble yourself and hear what God is saying to you. And then that, like Laura said earlier, you would go back and write these scriptures down.
And study them.
So you can hear God for yourself.
That's
because God's dealing with us all differently.
That's right.
But we're on the same journey.
Yes.
So we're going to crack this word of God open today. We're going to kind of go into the place of where he's talking to us. So one thing that we really want you to understand about the mighty hand of God is when Christ ascended, these are the proofing notes that he gave to me. When he ascended, he took his whole mantle of ministry and divided it into five parts. That's why this is a hand. Okay, to men and women, to perfect, mature, and equip the saints.
Mm-hmm.
He did that for us. And what is that called, Marla and Maura? That is called the fivefold ministry. Okay? So we're going to teach from that today, because we are representing today the mighty hand of God. And on those five folds, we have the apostle. And we're going to give it to you in scripture in just a minute. We have the prophet. We have the evangelist. We have the pastor. And we have the teacher. And when you are under the apostolic anointing, you do function in all five of these places, but we have stronger suits. So you have to know what God has called you, either to be an evangelist or a teacher. And I believe under the umbrella, we're all teachers.
Yeah.
We're all ministers of the gospel, not just the people in the pulpit, because your pulpit is wherever you're at.
Yeah,
amen?
That's right.
So you want to translate that to your listeners.
Que todos somos estudiantes, todos estamos aprendiendo. La palabra es no nomás para los pastores que prediquen, es para que todos nosotros predicamos y sepamos la palabra de Dios. Y Dios quiere que todos aprendamos y todos predicamos la palabra de Dios.
Yes, so we're going to show you where the Lord is talking about that in the Word of God today. So we're going to go to Ephesians 4:11. Come on, y'all, flip all over and get into this Word, because it's so meaty today. And we're just so grateful to the Lord for who he is.
Yes. And Marla, I just want to say thank you for giving me an opportunity. And I give God all the glory that this is what I'm a little bit nervous, a little bit, but I'm learning and growing. And I'm a willing vessel to grow and learn. Every day I'm a student.
Yes.
And reading the Word of God in Spanish, it's like,
it's challenging.
It's challenging, but I'm not afraid, because I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for God's glory, to glorify him. And porque our familia keeps growing and growing. We have all nationalities listening. And God is the Father of all.
Yeah.
So thank you, y'all, for being patient with me, okay?
Amen. Well, we encourage you today, Laura.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So Ephesians 4:11, Ephesians 4:11,
and it says God's love letters, which is fire.
Woo! La palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Holy Spirit, continue to guide us. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestro camino. And it says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
And 12.
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Okay.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
That's it right there.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Hallelujah.
And he says, y él mismo constituyó a unos apóstolos, otros profetas y otros evangelistas, otros pastores y otros maestros, al fin de perfeccionar a los santos para la obra de ministerio, para la edificación del cuerpo de Cristo, hasta que todos lleguemos en unidad de la fe y del conocimiento del Hijo de Dios en un varón perfecto. Perfecto a la media de la estatura de la plenitud de Cristo.
Hallelujah. And thank you so much for that, Lord.
I can do all things, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we have to slow it down because this is what God is telling us, because we have a dual audience.
Yes.
And
yes.
We have to each one reach one. And we have to make sure that people are getting the meat of this word in every arena. So that's what we're doing. Y'all continue to pray for us. And Laura, if you got to take a breath, it's okay. But that's a lot. That's a lot to reach in the dual, but you got it.
Yes.
Okay.
And the reason God's giving us this is because he's equipping us, because nos está que quiere que aprendamos su palabra, because look, things are gonna happen and things are gonna be happening. There's gonna be trials and tribulations, and when he equip us with his word, y'all, we could use it. The enemy,
that's
because
right.
He's a liar.
That's
his pants are on fire and he's defeated, and you gotta know who you are. So if Dios quiere que sepamos quiénes somos nosotros, por eso nos da su palabra, porque va a haber muchos problemas, van a pasar cosas en el mundo, pero cuando tú sabes la palabra de Dios, Dios te da la fuerza, y la palabra de Dios es nombre, es vida. Amen.
Hallelujah. It's so awesome. So listen, in verse 11, Ephesians 4 and 11, it says, and he gave some.
Mm-hmm.
So God has given us these attributes in the ministry
mm-hmm.
to come together under this apostolic anointing, which is the hand of God, okay?
Yes.
And you just have to know where your place is to flow,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get in that place, get underneath God, hear what he is saying, and flow.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to a teaching this morning, I believe it was Taffy Doll, and she was like, you know what? It's no rhyme or reason to ministry. Just go.
Mm-hmm. Just do it.
Just go and try to figure it out. Because, you know, you don't get equipped until you answer the call anyway.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And you learn. You learn.
So he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelism and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
For the perfecting of the saints. For the work. You hear that? It's work.
Yes.
Of the ministry.
For
the edifying, which means for the lifting up of the body of Christ. I'm telling you, till we all come into the unity. Now, here it is, America. Till we all come into the unity. Because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take all of us together, and it's the unity of the faith. What are you believing? Are you believing that, okay, let's say if you are an evangelist, you can't be an evangelist without being believing the prophet. You can't be a prophet without believing the apostle. You can't be an apostle without believing the pastor. I'm telling you, it's a hand. It's like if you don't have an apostle in your apostolic, then you're missing the thumb, and that's who the apostle represents in the body, in the hand. He represents the thumb, and the thumb, and here's the teaching on that. The thumb is designed to complete the full function, okay, and power of the hand. That's what it is designed to do. So without the thumb, and even in the natural, it's kind of hard to grip things or to hold on to it. That it is the full function of holding the fivefold together. And we also have to learn, and this is a struggle in the body of Christ, especially in ministry, submitting to authority and accountability.
Yeah.
Everybody out the box, and it's okay to be out the box. Well, who are you accountable to? You have to have someone that you're accountable to, and it's not so much about the title as
right.
it is about who you're assigned to or who's assigned to you. And that's our place of accountability. And nobody can tell nobody nothing. Well, that just tells me that if we're not listening to our authority, we're not listening to God. And when you listen to God, you're going to humble yourself. We need to go back over to Peter. Because Peter tells us to humble yourself.
Yeah.
And know that it is not about you.
That's right.
It's about the unity. It's about us coming together.
That's right.
Because I'm telling you, I don't want to miss a figment. I know some people have had some injuries in the natural, but we entered in the spirit. And we have to know that. So we have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We all flow together. Each one reach one. That's the place of effect.
That's right.
So we have to come together and hear what God is saying. Also, Apostle lays the foundation. He lays the foundation with proper doctrine and spiritual structure. That is the flow of the apostle, okay? And more primarily in the gift of healing, faith, working miracles, words of wisdom, discerning, and the spirit of prophecy. So, see, the apostle pretty much flows in all five functions, okay? And can you imagine the job of an apostle in the ministry? And then they got to be warriors, too.
Yes.
Because they own people becoming against them. Let's see, the teachers. Evangelists. And you're trying to tell people what to do. I mean, this is how you should. Come on, we're just being transparent. And this is what the Holy Spirit is saying. We got to come into unity. Right, Lord?
That's right. And I always emphasize on this, even if y'all disagree, if there's disagreements, still love one another and pray for one another, because there's too much tearing down.
Yeah.
And I, you know, because where I'm at now, okay, when I see something's not right, I'm still submissive, Marlo, but I pray. I know how to pray. I say, what, God, I don't know what that person's going or that leader, but have your way, touch and bless them. And I intercede. Now, if I have to fast and pray, I'm going to fast and pray, but I'm going to kill it. I'm going to lift up. I'm not going to tear them down or go tell that person what they did or said. I didn't agree or, you know, put them down. Stop that nonsense.
Right.
Pray for leaders. Pray for apostles. Pray.
Yeah.
There's power. Yeah. I think God heal, deliver, move people. You know, so just let there be unity.
Yeah.
And
a lot of times people are flowing in these different arenas and they don't even know that they're really called to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have a discernment and know what you're calling.
That's
it.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times we always say we hear the speed bump. When you get out of your lane, you hear that. I do. I'm just checking. I hear them. And the Holy Spirit checks me. He deals with me about those type of things.
Yes.
So we have to know that, because an apostle is like a father or a mother who imparts to the body and raise up sons and daughters in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much what the apostle is, even though he is a thumb. And even though he flows in every arena of the fivefold.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know that. And then we have the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Word of God said he gave some apostles and some prophets. So the prophet himself is, he is the point finger. He is this finger here which guides you into the right place of that apostolic.
Mm-hmm.
He can see things. And now the apostle has this gift as well.
Mm-hmm.
He really does, but he flows more of a place of the covering of his people for more of the impact. So we want to kind of translate that a little bit so people can understand what we're talking about.
Estamos ahorita hablando de los apóstoles, que es los que nos dirige el camino cuando Dios los usa para que nos hable. Y so es muy importante que estamos todos en unidad con los apóstoles y pues, Dios dirigiéndonos con ellos con la palabra de él.
Yes, you have to know that.
Tenemos que saber eso.
Yeah, you have to know that. So we just want to take our time and really teach, because a lot of people don't really understand the full function of the hand of God. And that is who we are. You know, in the ministry, we all fold under each other. And that's how we say there's power in numbers, which means what the God is telling us, that until we all come under the unity of faith, that's where the power is,
yes.
And the enemy is defeated.
Yes.
You know, he really is, you know.
Estamos caminando en la mano de Dios, con la mano de Dios. Y cuando hay unidad, caminando en la mano de Dios, hay poder en él. So es muy importante que caminemos en unidad. It's
so
important.
What
I said that there's power when we walk in unity,
yeah.
In the hand of God, you know.
Really,
there's power in the unity. So
it's
very
really
important that we walk that way.
It really is. You know, and that's a special calling, especially for the apostles and then the prophets, which the way the Lord illustrates it, it flows right underneath that. And we were just saying it's the office that points you in the right direction. The prophet also, he or she is given a special ability to recognize God's gifting and calling.
Mm-hmm.
And to activate the people into their destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that is. And I thank God for my prophet,
mm-hmm.
our house prophet, which is a prophet, Anthony D.
Yes,
yes, of the King's Haven Worship Center, who is our chief of prophets.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so excited about that, because the man of God was able to see things in me and in a lot of people that are underneath the ministry that we didn't even see,
mm-hmm.
that we didn't even know. I mean, we are out the box, y'all, because
mm-hmm.
of us being activated.
Yes, yes.
And we were activated,
yes.
And we gone.
Yes.
We gone. We on the highway to heaven now.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for the giftings that were tucked away in us. That's why really this topic is called the hidden treasures,
uh-huh.
because they activate the treasures inside of us.
Yes.
And it's so amazing to know that. So when you have a true prophet
mm-hmm.
in your house, please believe me, you can take it to the bank. Because
yes.
they do hear from God.
Yes. El apóstol te dirige tu camino, y el profeta, él te dice tu talento.
Yes.
Pero es muy importante cuando el profeta te dice los talentos que Dios te ha dado.
That's so
yeah.
true. And they have supernatural
uh-huh.
insight.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the Lord stuck with them. And you know, they don't, most prophets, they don't sit back and just wait. It's an immediate activation
mm-hmm.
for me being in the atmosphere
yes.
of that type of anointing.
Yes.
I mean, it's activating.
I mean, they're right on.
Yes.
They're right on. You know, when they see you and they go, you do outreach, or you're a soul winner, or you know,
they
you're
know.
Your business entrepreneur, and
yeah.
you're like, yes, you know.
It's so
and,
awesome.
And then they speak, you know, you receive it, you take it, you run with it,
yeah.
and gloria a Dios.
Yeah. But you got to know, church, that it's got to be the real one.
The real one.
The unreal one,
yes.
too.
And then,
as a flip side to that, you don't want everybody speaking into your life.
Oh, yes.
But you have to be very
That's
careful
right.
because your spirit is open.
Yes.
And if you if you allow that to attach to you,
mm-hmm.
there's the most stuff going to be happening. And you'd be like, where'd that come from? How did this all happen?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to know that. So we are just here to encourage you
yes.
and to teach you the attributes of what
mm-hmm.
the calling is for the hand of God. And this is it. So, Laura, you want to read Ephesians 2?
Mm-hmm.
Is it 2 and 20?
Yeah, Ephesians 2 and 20.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ephesians 2 and 20. And God's love letter, which is fire!
Woo!
Palabra de Dios que es nombre. Holy Spirit, continue to guide us. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestro camino. And it says, and are built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself, the chief cornerstone. Edificamos sobre el fundamento de los apóstoles, profetas, siendo la principal piedra del ángulo Jesucristo mismo.
Hallelujah. So that's talking about the cornerstone. So listen, Ephesians 2 and 20 says, we are built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets. Did you hear that? He's telling us we're built up on top of that. So if we're built on that, that's our covering because of Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. for each and every one of us. So I'm telling you, it's so important that we understand what God is saying to us. And not all, even Laura, I just want to say this too, for us to be transparent. This is a different flow for me too. So it's not an uncomfortable flow, it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
So we are really taking our time because we really want to hear from God.
Mm-hmm.
And how we're teaching this that way to be effective for each and every one of you. Because y'all know me and Laura, we be gone. We be out the box. We be gone. We be flowing. We be friends. We be like, yes. So this is so different for us. This is different for me, too, because we have to get this rhythm. And we're going to get it.
Yes.
So we ask that you guys continue to pray for us as we transition into this, because this is a place of obedience.
Yes, we
and
have to be obedient.
Even if, you know, if we can just reach one person on another dimension today, then we've been successful for the kingdom. And that's our mandate. So we thank God for that. So you guys just continue to pray for us. And thank you for your words of encouragement, Butterfly Susan Swearingen, and all the people that are encouraging us as we teach the Word of God today. But we want to take a minute, and we want to encourage you guys to know some of the things that are going on, and then we'll go back into the place of evangelism. So what we do we have any questions, Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jay Covell asks, can you break down the significance of a cornerstone?
Okay. A cornerstone is the actual rock, what we are built on.
Yes.
We're built on Jesus Christ himself. That's why the Bible references back to him. Because even though we're built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, which is Jesus Christ himself, so he is the chief cornerstone, which is our rock. That's what we all are built on. Remember when Jesus built his rock on Peter? He built his rock. So he built his rock on the apostles. He built his rock on the prophets. That's why the word of God is specifying that today. But also, it goes all the way back. If you read Ephesians 2 and 20, it says, also through Jesus Christ himself. So that's the main rock that we're built on. He just uses the hand of God, which is the apostle and the prophet and the evangelist, the pastor and the teacher, because we are here in the earth. And that's how he chose to represent us. As the hand of God. But we're all built on Christ himself, which is the chief cornerstone. So I pray that that was effective to break it down to understanding. So we have another question.
He asks, the cornerstone sets the lineup and the balance of the house.
Amen. Amen. Which is true. So that's really what he's saying. And that's why it goes back to Ephesians, I believe, what is that?
Yeah.
At 11, I think it's 12 or 13, where he says we have to come back to the unity.
Yeah.
We all come together and we're built up on this foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is truly the hand of God, which is the apostle, which is the prophet. The evangelist is the middle finger, so that's what we're going to flow in now. The evangelist is the middle finger because they actually point the direction that they extend to the world. They go out, and we don't use you, Laura. As an example, because she is a, did you know that you were an evangelist?
Yes.
Okay, she is that. And really, she is, because she's in outreach. So she goes out as an evangelist and she evangelizes the people that are not in, she goes out. So she is more functioning in the world, because you have to remember, and we all flow in that arena, but that's her strong
thing. Yes.
She's also a teacher, but we'll get into that in a minute. But when you go out to the body to extend, that's how you see people. You see them already at the church.
Yes.
But they're not in the church. They're out of the church.
That's
so she
right.
goes out to reach.
Yes.
So what is your experience as an evangelist, Laura?
Well, I love it. I think I have the best job in the world.
Amen.
I love it. When I go out there and through sharing God's love, and letting them know who they are and letting them know that there's hope. It's exciting because a lot of them are hurt and they don't know where to go, what to do. But when I go out, I just let the Holy Spirit speak through me. And 99% of the time, they all want prayer and they all open to let God speak to them because where they're at, everybody else has already given up on them. Family has given up on them. They've been cursed by family members, friends, husbands, wives, whatever situation.
And so they're already all
broken.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go out, and a lot of times I share my own testimony, you know, because I was homeless. I mean, we lost our, I was pregnant with 5 kids. So I know how it is. I can relate to the pain, but then I know there's hope. And when I share the love of God and just listen to them, a lot of times they just want me to listen to them. And then I hug them or pray or I say, Jesus loves you. It does something to them that it's just like, it just, Holy Spirit just does great things because a lot of them just receive the word of God, which is fire.
So what you're saying is it gives them hope.
It gives them hope.
In right where they're at.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's the thing about the most effective part of evangelists, because evangelists, of course, we said it represents outreach and it extends to the world, evangelism to the world, and it's also the vision of women's soul.
Yes.
Exactly what you do.
Yes.
So that is so amazing to know that. I'm telling you, because you have a deal.
Yes.
You have to have that. That comes. That's a natural thing. And a lot of times that wasn't. You didn't have a class on that, did you?
No.
So, see, that wasn't like, you got to sit down, this is how you do it. You were taught by the Holy Spirit,
yes.
Which was birthed in you. That has to be in your heart.
Yeah. And I used to always ask God, before I didn't know that I was an evangelist, I used to ask him, God, break my heart. What is it that breaks your heart? Show me. Show me in my heart. What is it that breaks your heart? Lead me to what you want me to do to bring you glory, to help others. And he will always lead me to hurting people, to homeless, to people that struggle with addictions, to rich or poor, it doesn't matter. God is the creator of them both. And that's what he would lead me to that. And there's so many hurting people everywhere. And what I started learning with him, see, a lot of times people treat people a different way. If it's somebody that has money, nice cars, not houses, they get treated from the people that are homeless and have nothing. And God said, no, you love them both, you know, love them all. And a lot of them, of course, they're hurting. They're homeless. They don't have the clothes. They don't want, they're embarrassed. They're ashamed. And they've already been told, they smell, they've been told, look how you dress. You know, and they've been hurt, you know, trying to go to a church because of how they look. But when I go, you know, I'm not here to argue religion. I'm not here to argue if you got money, don't got money, if you're in the streets, if you smell. I'm just here to tell you. You are so special, and Jesus loves you, and he wants you just the way you are. Whatever you've been told by whoever, rebuke it. God has a plan and a purpose, and you know, I get animated. You know
yeah,
how
yeah, yeah,
for you,
yeah, yeah.
This is going to be a testimony. You're about to give the devil a black eye, what he meant for bad, and then they look at it, but they receive it. They're like, okay, you know.
It's also a place of activating. People into the destiny. So really, she's doing the same thing that a prophet does, or an apostle, but that's not her place of functioning. She's an evangelist. So you have to know that, but you also can teach and preach.
And I'm learning. I'm learning.
I'm
learning.
That is not.
I'm open. I'm
you
willing.
Know what you're called to do. And it's so strong. So it's like you breathe it, you think it, you eat it. All of that.
And you know what? A lot of them, they love us that God has a sense of humor. I always tell them, you know, God has a sense of humor. He'll speak to you through dreams and visions. I say, a lot of times I wear big rings, okay? Because to me, everything is symbolic.
Everything.
And then I say, you see this big ring right here? You see this big ring? I said, when I give you a scripture, when you start getting in the word of God, love letters, which is fire, I said, you're going to learn how to knock the devil down. Boom!
Yeah, that's what
with
you learn.
Word!
That's
just a representation. And they be laughing because they receive it. And then when they leave, they're like, yeah, I'm going to knock him out. Mama said, you know how mama said to knock you out? And daddy said to knock you out. You know?
Saying that to
yeah. And, you know, so, and they receive it, you know, because, you know, this is what the Holy Spirit puts in my heart. I'm just being sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
That's beautiful.
But you know, they're telling you that you God, your life is done. No, but God said he has a plan and purpose to prosper
right.
You, harm you, not harm you, but to give you a future and hope. And you're like, yeah. And you know, you're special just the way you are, where you at. Just fall in love with him. I always say, fall in love with him. He's the only one that's not gonna let you down. Everybody else might let you down, but not him. And that's how I talk to them. But then a lot of them they receive it. They really receive it. So
it's
I thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So to God be the glory.
Yeah.
So really, that's the mandate of an evangelist. Write her up. If you doesn't know, get you to still in the day.
I go out there and I knock the devil out.
She'll knock you too. She'll do. You got it, devil. So I love it. on notice. At the same time, it's so dual. You put the enemy on notice, you're edifying. You're doing all this in one impartation.
Yes.
It's so beautiful to see.
And if you don't go through stuff, how can you go give others hope?
Yeah.
You got to go through some stuff. Well, I've been through some stuff.
But listen,
probably still, but give hope.
Just be mindful that everything you're going through right now, it's not about you.
Yes!
It's not.
That's
because
right.
When you come out on the other end, you will be able to lift someone else up
yes.
from your experience. So our
that's
experiences are for
testimony.
Other people.
That's right.
It's so amazing that we know that, and you go through it with a different mindset.
Yeah.
So, you know, what about me? What about me? Can I have what is about me? I mean, then you become the robot, and
yes.
then it's all
a puppet.
Yeah, and it's not about you, and you have to know that.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, we have all been through some stuff.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just grateful that we can get a hold of this, and that's why earlier in the podcast I was really just reaching out to Summer and encouraging her. Because she is a young woman, she's 19 years old, sitting at the feet of people who pillar her,
yes.
wanting
hungry.
To hear what God is
hungry.
Saying. We have to really take a moment of silence and reach out to these young
uh-huh.
people
uh-huh.
because it's not about us,
yes.
it's about them
yes.
and being an example before them as well.
Yes.
You know, walking this life out. Not being ridiculous. I mean, we're not perfect, but we don't want to be ridiculous either.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And because they're watching us, America.
Yes.
The young people are watching us, and they say, well, you know what? Well, I'm going to go to church. And really, they do. And I know y'all have heard this a million times, probably, so here's a million and one.
Mm.
Why do we want to go to church? And I've seen Sister Ora, evangelist, or the pastor, or these people with all these titles over there doing what they would be doing. Well, why should I go? And I'm telling you, that makes sense to them. And we want to get up and we say, well, it's Sunday. I was expecting to see you this Sunday. Where were you at? And they're like, well, I seen you at the grocery store, whatever you were doing. I'm not even going to say the club because the grocery store is a more common area. But we got some people that are doing some stuff they shouldn't be doing. And this is not a review. It's just the truth. And I find today that people struggle with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the word of God says that the truth is here to set us free and to make us free. And they don't want that. They
yeah.
want to just do what they want to do, how they want to do it. And we have to humble ourselves
right.
under the mighty hand of God because that's what he's telling us.
Yes.
Submit to your authority.
Yes. I have five spiritual daughters right now, Smiley and four more. and they're hungry.
Yeah.
And they like... they want to know more about God. They're coming to the Sunday school. So some friends are on spiritual mama. She's seeing them every Sunday, and they're hungry. They're asking questions, and they want to grow. And I'm like, okay, you want to grow? And they're ready to go do outreach with me this Saturday. And then they're calling me. And you know, and I love it because as they see that God loves them just the way they are, and they're coming into the environment of like compassion part. They're coming to church and listening to the teaching early on Sunday morning. It just blesses my heart because when we're sensitive to the Holy Spirit and we care about souls, each one reach one.
Yeah, that's true.
It's amazing what God's going to do in their lives. I already know it's going to be something amazing. And when they see the love of God, you know, and I'm telling you, it's been a process. Some of them, they count to rally neighborhoods and their mouths, everything that comes out is anything but a the word of God, been there, done that.
Yeah.
But I continue to love on them and pray for them and say, okay, don't waste it. I'm gonna love on you and I'm gonna show you about Jesus and guide you through his words, his love letters, which is fire. Just don't waste my time.
That's true.
And I have five spiritual daughters right now that are hungry. And it's so exciting because you never know. It might be the next Joyce Martin.
That's
it
right.
might be the next, you know. Marlon will
see. Pastor
Marlon will see.
What?
You never know about the next, even young men are coming into the brothers, the next Billy Graham. I mean, you
that's
never
true.
Know
never
what
know.
God's going to do in that one soul.
And just
you
be,
never
just
know.
Just be who God's called you to be.
Yes.
You know, for the body.
Yes.
It's not always about the church building itself.
Yes.
We are the church. We say that almost every week. We are. And until we get that, you know, we're into like Pastor Betty teaches us. That's why we're going to go into the pastor, the teacher. And we're going to use her as an example because she is the most dynamic pastor on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Earth.
Yes.
Okay? She's supernatural. She is a spirit.
Yes.
And the teachings that she teaches, that's why y'all got to come to the new wine. And here is the CD. So the caller that calls gets a CD of this dynamic teaching of the new wine empowerment. I'm telling you, this is fire.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
You better call 646-668-2247. And if you come to the Morning of the Dimension Show, you get to meet her personally.
Yes.
So we thank God for that. So we're going to talk about the function of the pastor. Okay, and we all have amazing pastors.
Mm-hmm.
We do, and I just love my pastor, Pastor Betty Burns.
Yeah.
Of the King's Haven Worship Center.
Woo!
And she is the ring finger. So, you know, we talked about the hand of God. This is the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, and now the pastor. And the reason that the pastor is the ring finger, because it's like a wedding. It's like, you all know y'all pastor married to y'all? They married to you. No, really. You know, for better, for worse, for sickness, all of that.
Good or bad.
Good or bad. Different. Crazy. Uncrazy. Your people are on their faces, seeking God for you.
Yes.
They're praying for you. They are just in this. They don't sleep all the time because God put them on us on their hearts. They hear God. They get up out they sleep.
Yes.
I want y'all to understand what's really going on. They get up out their sleep and they get in a place and they petition for you. They ain't up just petitioning for their family because we are. They are petitioning for you that because they hear God.
Yes.
It's so important that you understand the depth of who your pastor is and what God has called them to be. So we're going to read the revelation here of that. The wedding ring symbolizes the pastor's commitment to their flock. That commitment. It bound to the local saints in a shepherding relationship, nurturing in the body of Christ with counseling and clothing them with Christ-like armor and garments. So that is what the mandate of the pastor is, which means that it ain't just about Sunday morning up and teaching a lesson or a sermon. This is all day. These callings are, I'm telling you, this is a real life. When you are called by God and when you are functioning the way God has you to function, it's not just Sunday morning. And that's where I think people really don't get it. You know, oh, that's pastor. And then they be so busy looking at, well, they got on a new dress. I'm telling you, or a new suit. Did we buy that suit? Did we buy that drink? What? They drove up in a new car? What?
No.
Oh, no. I'm going to shut that down. I'm going to shut down my side. For real. This is for real. I'm going to shut down my tire. I'm not giving that because I'm not family partner. For real. Do y'all hear this? If y'all are hearing this in the body of Christ, in the church, shut that down.
Yeah.
Because that's a dangerous place. Because guess what? I'm telling you, God says that his people, living life abundantly. His people. But y'all don't have a problem with the CEO at Walmart? Or y'all going every week to get some growth? I'm just saying.
And then I could tell people that have no life, okay?
Come
they've
on.
Never done that. Anything I say, I'm guilty
okay,
of the past.
Come on.
This is where I'm at. They're so busy criticizing everything somebody's doing, right or wrong, or faster. But they're in church Wednesday, Sunday, glutton the word of God, eating, getting fat, spiritual fat.
About the tip of
it. And instead of fasting and praying for what they see in their eyes is wrong, tearing down.
Yeah.
They're gossiping. They're talking about the pastor. They're talking about the leader. Stop it, I say. Stop it. I'm just saying. I got a 23 to be there.
What's up?
Stop it, I say.
So we're just being transparent. We're being realistic. And we're also wanting you guys to know if this is going on around you.
There's not
going to
be no unity.
Yeah.
No power, y'all.
You know, and just say, okay, so if the pastor, because, you know, we have women pastors, I want myself, or men pastors. If they, that's good. So what we should be doing is saying that is so awesome. We are leaders. We should have. Who want to have a raggedy leader? I know. happens to shine. Because
that's where God is.
My God!
I don't know why people think like that.
You are we supposed to be poor and broke?
Yeah, you are supposed to be, raggedy and you be flowing. What is going on? That is not how that goes. That's like ham with no burger. We tell y'all all the time, it's Kool-Aid with no sugar. That don't go together. No, I'm telling you, you should want the best for your leader.
Yes.
You should be the one that say, let me see if I can go find him a dress or
yes.
food or some shoes.
And be happy for what
hey.
People has. Don't be hating.
Yeah, or give yourself an dollar. Don't get a gift card. Okay. Come up to him and be doing all of that and know that ain't real. Because he's looking down at you like, really? Okay. And then you wonder why it's happening for everybody else.
And
not happening for you.
That's right.
That is because our hearts have to become lined up. We got to humble ourselves. And humbling starts here. Well, here, really. Because it ain't even about the natural heart.
Yeah.
It's spirit. About that spirit man, who you really are. That's why you got to get these teachings. Because if you don't know how to transition back into who you really are, that's what these teachers are about, bringing awareness to your spirit, because that's who you really are.
That's right.
That's what God is really looking at, and that's how we flow under the mighty hand of God. And I just thank God for the divine revelation of these teachings and understanding who your apostle is, who the prophet is, who the evangelist is, who the pastor is, and now let's talk about the teacher. Okay, I pray that we have enough time. I've been trying to check it out. Okay, we do. So listen, America, the teacher is the little finger. And the reason it's the smallest finger, but it's so essential because it provides balance. So when you are functioning in your ministry and when you have a teacher, that teacher, I'm telling you, they are full of nuggets. They are full of wisdom. All the attributes that God has for you, it's so amazing. The teacher also grounds the church in truth. So we were just talking about that. When you have a teacher that gets up and teaching the unadulterated gospel, people get mad and leave because they don't want to hear the truth. Because they don't want to be free, because the word of God says it set us free. And a lot of people, here's the thing, here's the big picture, America. They want to be free, but they don't want to stay free. Who wants to be free one Sunday at a time? No! We want to be free every day. Because when you have freedom, you have liberty.
Yes.
You really do to be who God has called you to be. So we got to, once again, it goes back to 1 Peter 5 and 6. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, which is the fivefold ministry. And I know a lot of ministries don't function in that arena. But if the word of God is telling us that he is built, and we are built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets. Well, what did y'all build up on? That's just the question. Because the Bible tells us that, which refers back to Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's what the word of God says in Ephesians 2 and 20. So we have to get into the word of God and hear what he is saying. We have to get out of tradition. Because a lot of times we just talk about Big Mama said, and Big Mama didn't have no visitation with the Holy Spirit. She was just doing what the other people were doing. And then we was lined up with what Big Mom and Big Daddy did. And God is dealing with us. That's how he dealt with them then. But he's dealing with us in a different way. And we have to hear him for ourselves. I'm telling you, it's so crucial that we do that and know what your calling is and stay in that lane. Because we have to stay in the instruction of the principles of God's word. And that's why the teacher is so important, so essential, and so needed. Because they're trying to teach us what thus said the Lord. Okay. Amen. So we, and if you are blessed like I am under the umbrella of not only our apostle and the chief apostle, but as a prophet. Oh my gosh. That's why it goes back to saying that these are the hidden jewels and the hidden treasures that are in the body of Christ. Because they're so precious.
The gift that God has given us. Yes.
Just know what you're called to do.
Yes.
And like Taffy said, just go do it. Just go.
Yes.
Just go out and do it and be effective and become under the unity. And be careful when the man of God or woman of God sees these gifts in you and they activate them, and then they say, well, you now are ready to function in this office as a prophet or teacher or pastor. Just still know it's not about you. Stay in First Peter. Stay there.
Stay
go
humble.
Back to hear what God is saying.
Yes.
Stay humble.
Yes.
Because even myself as a pastor, Pastor Betty always tells me, you're not an associate. I don't see the church. Can we go back to Ephesians? Can we go back to Ephesians 4 and 11? Okay. This is what my pastor teaches me. And I love it because it's a place of reality. If you don't see it in the Word, don't add to it and don't take it away. And the Word of God says in Ephesians 4 and 11, and God gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. He didn't say he gave some associates, some assistants. So it's so awesome. And we just use it ourselves, America, because we want to be transparent. Because when I was elevated into the next place of pastoring, I was elevated as an associate pastor. But we were teaching last month. I got this last month. I caught that. So I put that in the trash. Because the Lord didn't call me as an associate pastor. He just straight called me as a pastor. He called you as an apostle. He called you not, did you say associate apostle? Did you say associate prophet? Imagine what she brought. She brought that, do you see, an associate evangelist. It is no such thing. So don't let them clothe you with something different than what God said you are. God says you are a pastor, Marlo. And I said, okay, God. And I still say, well, you know what? And I still try to stay transparent and keep it real in that and know that I'm just plain old Marlo, too. You know, so I thank God for birthing those gifts in me and recognizing. I thank God for the man of God who saw that, you know, and birthed the equipment in me and then began to say, hey, we're going to elevate you in this place. I do. I thank God for that.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
But I thank God for Pastor Betty, who came rest around. And said, that's not who God said who you are. This is right here what he said, and now that's how we flow in unity in the body of Christ. And knowing and being so confident because we have an international pastor. I don't know if y'all got one, but we have one. So I thank God for our international pastor, evangelist, prophet. I'm telling you, teacher, I mean, and a dynamic teacher. And I am, listen, I want to give this woman of God her flowers while she lives. Because we have to elevate one another every day and tell each other, you are the most amazing pastor on the planet, prophet on the planet. We have to do that because their jobs are so hard for the kingdom. They got to go like Star Trek. They got to go places no man has gone before. They do.
Yes.
And you have to know that. And you have to go encourage your pastor today.
Yes.
Encourage them because they are all night talking to hearing from God for you.
That's right.
So that they can cover you. And that's why we have to encourage people, don't leave your covering.
Because
when you leave your covering, you uncover. Just that simple. You uncover. And woe to them that are. So they know when they go into, they shift their prayer life into that supernatural place because they already know, and the enemy already, God tells us, the enemy is already waiting to sift us like wheat. He really is and has no respect for person. So if you are a pastor, you still have accountability. And there's safety, hear me good, there's safety and counseling. It really is, and you have to be accountable to someone. I'm accountable to my pastors, and I have my house apostles. We have field apostles. So you got to know everybody's not assigned to you.
That's right.
And if they're not, that's okay. You love them, and you ain't got to receive that, America. I'm telling you right now.
That's right.
Because a lot of people, and then there's so many hidden things, hidden agendas, hidden doctrines. You got to be careful, and that's why you got to have a relationship. Like Laura always says, some intimacy with God.
Love letters.
Yes,
fire.
And you got to hear from him for yourself.
Yes.
And know that the word of God is a rudder. And it takes us into amazing places. Divine revelation. But you have to hear him for yourself. And thank God. And pillar your leaders.
Yes.
and make sure that you see, I'm not just talking this, I walk it. I walk it out. I'll make sure that my pastors know how important they are to me personally,
yes,
and to our ministry.
That's right.
Because if we're not doing that, I have some statistics over here before we close out, and I got to roll over here and read these because I don't know if you guys know this, but now that I'm in the knowledge, you're going to know it too. Okay, so here are some sobering statistics from 2015. We're in 2018 right now, so can you imagine the depth of this now? So over 1,800 pastors leave the church every month, okay? 40% of pastors will not be in the ministry in 10 years. 50% of pastors feel unable to meet the needs of the job. 80% believe that pastoral ministry negativity affects
Woo.
Their families. 45% of pastors
wow.
say they've experienced depression and burnout to the extent that they need to leave or take a leave of absence from the ministry. Can you imagine? 33% will burn out in the first 5 years of ministry. So we have got to seriously get behind these men and women of God
right.
and hold them up because the enemy is trying to fight them on every on every hand too.
That's why I got my ring right here.
Yeah, we gotta run.
Back on with the word.
We gotta really kill them and understand that they are the hand of God
that's right.
in our
and you
lives.
Pray and intercede for them.
Yes,
that's right.
And then we gotta go to them too and be
yes.
tangible.
Yes.
Because we can pray, yes, but we got to meet the need,
that's
too.
Right.
Find out what they need.
Take action. That's,
that's
right.
it. And come together in your church. I mean, get a cheerleader in your church, really, and say, hey, if you know that that person is an imparter and a motivator, say, hey, let's come up with a strategy and figure out what we can do the monthly,
yes.
and hold on and be able to pillar your pastor
yes.
and say, we want to love on them, we want to surprise them, because I'm telling you, you got some pastors that are struggling too. They hungry. They got to pay their bills.
That's right.
You
That's
know,
right.
churches
That's right.
go through transitions all the time.
Yeah.
And you have to be there. If you know that, don't just be over there talking about them, trying to figure out, well, what's going on?
Yeah.
The people is leaving. It's the pastor.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. I'm just saying.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit is leading us to talk about this because nobody wants to talk about it. They
yeah.
want to talk about it back there.
Yeah.
behind the people's back.
That's right.
But they don't want to say, hey, let's come together and figure out what we can do.
That's
Ask
right.
God
That's
what
right.
we can do. Seek him about your ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so important that we come together. This is what the Word of God says in Ephesians 4. Is that 3 and 13. It says, shall we all come together
mm-hmm.
in the
mm-hmm.
unity of the
right.
faith
That's right.
and the knowledge. Okay, so see, we got, and if you don't know better, you can't do better. But when you get in this Word of God, you're going to know because
yes.
there's going to be wisdom, understanding, and
knowledge.
And we have to function in this, in the knowledge of the Son of God, which is Christ himself, unto the perfect man, unto the measure
yes.
of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So that's what God is telling us. We've got to be about our Father's business concerning
right.
the hand of God.
Right.
So it is our leadership.
That's right.
And I'm not just, God just gave us this through the man of God.
Yes.
He came in last week and busted up in here. Y'all seen it? Y'all didn't see it. Y'all better go back and look at last week's show.
Yeah.
I encourage you to do that anyway. But he just came in and dropped it on us. And I was like, okay. And we already had this teaching ready.
Yes.
We was ready because we taught this at the King's Table Worship Center. So you have to know when it's the time because now this is for America.
Yes.
To hear
yes.
and to open up your mind and your heart
yes.
to hear what God is saying to you in this season. And this is a crucial time
yes.
in the body
yes.
of Christ.
Yes.
This is for this is also the season for the men and women of God. But we got to line up. We got to come together. How do you do all of that in one? Well, get into the Holy Ghost matrix.
Yes. Yes.
It will show you how to be animated. You can do all of that. Right, Lord?
That's right.
You
That's
can
right.
be animated. You can line up.
Woo!
You can get in unity. You can group up. I mean, it's just what that is. So this is just a word of encouragement today. And I pray that you are encouraged in the teaching of the fivefold, which is the hand of God. I'm telling you. So humble yourselves, America, And hear what God is saying to you. So, Lord, Kelly, talk to your people before we leave.
Le damos gracias por escucharnos. Estamos hablando de la mano de Dios y tenemos que ser humildes en su palabra. Síganos buscando, sigan enamorándose de él y él los va a dirigir su camino. Y todos somos estudiantes. Mire, yo estoy aprendiendo a leer la palabra de Dios en español y sigan orando por nosotros. Y acuérdense en que Dios es esperanza. Con él hay esperanzas, con él hay bendiciones, hay salvación, hay todo lo que ustedes necesiten, es nomás de buscarlo y que se enamoren de él en su palabra.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. So listen, our Facebook family, when you go back and listen to this teaching, if you guys have questions, feel free to ask us the questions. We will come back and we will answer them. Feel free to call us, contact on our Facebook pages, however you see fit. We are here to pray for you, to represent the kingdom and represent Christ in a whole new way. For you to be able to hear what God is saying to you and to encourage you to get into relationship with the Father.
Yes.
Because that's where you get your revelation.
Yeah.
It's through the relationship with him.
Yes.
And to continue to seek him.
Yes.
And seek his face, because God has so much for you. He really does.
He really does.
And he's setting us up for such a time as this. So you don't want to get left out.
Yes.
You know, no man left behind.
Amen. Be like us. We want it all. Spiritually, physically, financially, to bring him glory.
Yes. So
and to be blessed, to be a blessing.
Yes. We have our new wine. Of course, we have the CDs. Nobody called to get one, so someone will get one here today. Hallelujah. That is in the studio audience. So feel free to come be a part of this atmosphere that is conducive. But listen, our new wine empowerment group is the first Friday of every month. And guess what? This Friday is what?
The first Friday!
Be in the house. I mean, we are like packing out the house and we ain't selling tickets.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're not. It's just so if you want to come in and get into this and hear what God is saying,
yes.
I mean, new revelation. Wow.
Yes. Every
I'm
time.
Telling you.
Every
I'm
time.
Telling you, come
so
on. And it is here at the Mansion on Park Road for the last time because we are packed out the house.
Yes.
So we will be transitioning to the house of God.
Yes.
Which is the King's Haven Worship Center. But this Friday is here. 6:30 to 8:30, come and hear what God has for you, because there's something here for you.
That's
amen.
Right, yes.
And we got people who are like, oh my God, we are going to be there. You're going to be there or be square.
Or be left behind.
Or be left behind. Come and hear what God has for you. So we are under the umbrella of the dynamic teaching of Pastor Betty Byrne.
Yes.
I mean, by way of Florida, but she is in Texas now. Okay. So we thank God for her. And a shout out to our pastors this morning, Apostle Anthony Byrne, Pastor Betty Byrne, and Candace.
Pastor Bob and Candace Moya. I love you, my pastors. I love you. I love you. Gracias.
Gracias. So we want to say thank you, Facebook family and friends, for tuning in and watching what God has for you. Amen. So until next Tuesday at 10 a.m., and y'all know how we do. We always run over time. But it's okay because we're on God's time, which is the most important time.
Yes.
Because we are under the mighty hand of God. Woo! So can we get a high five? Woo! High five. Woo! Woo! Yes. So until next Tuesday at 10 a.m., we love you guys. And each one, reach one.
Woo!
Hallelujah.